leading agency in the world, hands down. Mark Mitchell, RasmusReports.com. Floor. But you are the most accurate pollster because you know the right questions to ask, you know the right demographics to hit. You actually want to be accurate, unlike these other politicos that just want to try to spin and control. But you're as concerned as I am, maybe even more, about this running off of Elon Musk, what this has done. Hopefully there can be some way to make amends and end this fracture, because we're going to need people like Elon going forward. He brought so much to the table. Give us your take on that, how this can be fixed.
Yeah, I want to come at this two directions. One, how bad things got under Biden. And two, how good things were at the beginning of Trump 2.0. And I want, like, again, I'm just in this for the voters. I'm trying to call balls and strikes for the politics, but voters deserve to have a government that they can trust. And right now they don't. Only 30% trust the federal government. All this happened under Biden's watch. Trust in every institution crumbled. People were oppressed. They were concerned they're living under a police state. They think their government's pushing unsafe things on them. And it got to 43% who thought that a civil war was likely in the next few years. And over a majority of both Republicans and Democrats thought that there would be a violent reaction to the outcome of this election. That's how bad things got. Then you fast forward to the beginning of Trump's term, and he comes out, and all this stuff about USAID, about Social Security, all this stuff was catching people's attention. Now, Trump's been on the political stage for 10 years. He's got his supporters. He's got his detractors. But I don't think a lot of them are really willing to budge, quite frankly. He came in with the smallest honeymoon of any president, and his approval rating's never been higher than 55% this cycle. But you know who came in with a 55% favorability and an even higher net favorability than Trump was Doge. And then not only that, when all this stuff was being disclosed, we saw actual 70% numbers of people agreeing, hey, I'm angry with the level of waste, fraud, and abuse. People were following these Doge disclosures. It was a very popular thing. And that's when we also had a strong majority say that they thought Trump's second term would be a new golden era. And that unbelievable. And then 20-year records in right direction. This was all happening in February and March when people were like, oh my God, it's as bad or worse than I thought it was. Now, where are we? You know, fast forward a couple months, Elon's gone. Republicans are doing Republican things. Trump's doing, he's getting wins, fine. He's not going to convince these people unless he fixed the government. That's what this is about. This is about the government, and people think it's not going to get fixed right now. Now, I think there's an opportunity, but I think the window is closing. And again, I'm not saying, hey, the Democrats are evil, you know, Republicans have to win. I'm not a party guy. I think the Democrats are in a pretty dangerous state right now, though. They're Marxist accelerationists. They're pushing violent rhetoric. And those people right now, as of today, because of the D+4 on the generic ballot, very likely they're going to take the House and the Senate. They're going to be in charge. They're going to completely undercut whatever remaining political capital is left in November. And so I would plead for Republicans to wake up and do something, and that something needs to be big. Now, I laid out maybe a couple of things, and again, I'm not a DC guy, and again, Mike Johnson's going to say, well, you know, those are against the rules. Screw your rules, Mike Johnson. Americans don't understand your rules. They think they're crap. Like, tell the parliamentarian to pound sand. Why are you listening to that guy? Why are you letting that control your legislative agenda? So I would say, you own an investigative agency. Use it. Investigate somebody new every week all the way up to November 26. The Democrats are going to get rid of the filibuster rule. Go ahead and preempt them. How about you pass a one-page bill, because that's how Americans like them, short and sweet, a popular one-page bill every week from now to November 26. And then, God, somebody get Elon back. And it's not just about primaries. There needs to be some way. These grassroots people need help. They get shut out by the establishment people all across the country. They need help. They need centralization. They need support. They need training. They need an infrastructure. There needs to be new American first thought leadership. The second MAGA is gone, the Republican Party is going to be whatever the hell the power mongers in the Republican Party want it to be. Where is this idea of maintaining the future viability of keeping the Republican Party focused on undercutting the uniparty kleptocracy and returning the American dream? That work needs to be done. Elon could do it with that money. It would take a lot of people's efforts, but they have to do something, because right now the future looks bleak.
Incredibly accurate. I 100% agree. Mark Mitchell, Rasmussen Pollings. We have to do this. We need Elon Musk. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Great to be here. Thanks, Alex.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue in my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leadership, the essence of leadership is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. We just had Mark Mitchell on, who is uber smart. I mean, he's headed up Fortune 500 companies. And he's dead on. And look, I don't want to make enemies with the administration. I'm not into infighting. Everybody knows that to a fault. I don't expect perfection out of the Trump administration. But the disastrous advice he got in the last few weeks to do what he did and trying to gaslight us. You just heard Mitchell. I mean, Trump lost 10 points or more with independents, and that's where he was really gaining, the key swing vote. And he lost a whole bunch of points with his main constituents. He's only gained a few of those back. He was bucking the trend for us to win the midterms in an off-year election after an incumbent gets in. And we're watching it go down the toilet right now. And I saw this happen in 2020. Roger Stone privately was seeing all the internal polls and the rest of them. And he said, no, Trump's barely going to win. They're going to be able to steal it. We've got to have a landslide to override it. And we got a landslide this time, so we overrode the fraud. And you heard Trump come out and say, yeah, but look at the numbers. I really want a lot bigger, but there's still some fraud. We've mitigated some of it. So I had a giant landslide, but instead it was a moderate landslide. The popular vote and the Electoral College. So this is all I do. And I see influencers on X and things that just want to turn everything to something tribal. And when we saw the Republican establishment around Trump running Elon off, and I saw the signs months before it happened, I said, if they run him off, I did special reports on it. I said, it is going to not just run Elon off, but all these other people, billionaires in industry and big tech everywhere else that don't want to be under the crazy Democrats, but if they think the Republicans are going to get kicked out, they'll go ahead and join them just because they're pragmatists. We need crushing societal change in a good way. We need big victories. We need to absolutely be revolutionary in a nonviolent way. You heard Beto O'Rourke earlier. We need to be ruthless, crush them. We're losing. We've got to take over. And that means all their dirty tricks, everything else. Well, we've got to be ruthless and tell them the truth and being energetic and hardworking and being engaged and praying. And then, I mean, the minute I saw that memo, because, you know, I didn't see it Sunday night 15 days ago. I went to bed uncharacteristically early at about 10:30. And I woke up at about 5 a.m. and I had hundreds of calls and text messages. I mean, just blown up. Never like that. I mean, I guess when Trump got shot at Butler, I got that many calls. And so that's my own internal polling. Like, people are really pissed about this. Talk show hosts, influencers, journalists, insiders, family, pollsters, you name it. Elected officials. Just, I mean, I say hundreds, like 500 calls. It was so, I couldn't even ever go through them all. Get up 5 a.m., go take a shower, brush my teeth, get a cup of coffee, turn my phone on because I turned it off when I was asleep. It's just for like 20 minutes. And as I'm trying to read it, more coming in. And I read that memo and I went, this is Trump and his advisors. This isn't Pam Bondi. I'm not defending her. I just know she didn't put that out herself. And I come out that morning and say, I'm physically sick. This is Trump. Shut up, you traitor. It's Bondi. He's not doing that. I said, watch that night. Yeah, it's me. Next day, shut up. Don't ask questions. And I just went, my God, you're going to lose 5-10 points with your base right now? And Trump's so pig-headed. He's usually right, but when he's wrong about something, he doesn't. You know, it's an attribute. He doesn't care about the deep state and won't let them push him around. But then when he gets on something wrong for whatever reason, it is bad. And thank goodness at these press conferences, they haven't baited him in unless I missed it. Type in Trump Epstein. Has he been baited into telling everybody to shut up again since I got on the air a few hours ago? And then the left takes me out of context when I go, Trump, I don't want you to cover this up. I don't think you're involved, but if you think it's because the CIA is involved in Mossad, you've been asked not to. I think that's immoral, but I can understand the thinking. If you're going to sweep this under the rug because you got bigger fish to fry, shut up! And then they spin it. Look, Jones is telling him, cover up and shut up. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, why would he cover it up with the very thing that makes it blow up 10 times bigger? I'm just logically looking at the mental capacity of him on certain issues now, and that behind the scenes, I'm told, he works harder than ever. He makes a lot of great decisions, but he also gets pissed off about a lot of stuff. And I've been hearing about this for a long time, years, but intensifying the last 6 months. And it's stuff that doesn't affect him. It's not dirt about him. It's not some scandal. They'll bring in some little side issue that's pretty, he'll say, I don't want to hear about it. All I care about is these issues. And I get that as a manager myself. We got too much to do. And if we don't get these main goals done, we're screwed. I'm like, I don't want to hear about that. It's not that I don't care about it. It's that I've got an agenda. But you heard the head of Rasmussen Polling, who is the top pollster in the world himself. He's the head guy. I mean, he has the best numbers. Say, listen, we got the numbers here. This isn't some leftist pollster that, you know, trying to lie to people. Rasmussen wants to be the most accurate. Not loyal to Trump, not loyal to Democrats, loyal to the voter. That's what we are. Trump's doing a better job than Democrats, so I'm back him. He said, listen, people care about the economy. They care about all, but they care about integrity, number one. So it's an unmitigated disaster, and it's starting to bounce back if Trump will just not take the bait with all these media things, bringing up old recycled crap we've all seen before that I told you in the last few weeks, you'd be seeing, oh, there's Jane Doe's. Yeah, that's been debunked. Fake. Oh, his wife was a hooker that worked for Epstein. That was never true, debunked 8 years ago. Okay. And the smart Trump 8.5 years ago or more, when they're about to float his wife, you know, in risque photos with another woman, just in a risque shoot, wasn't even Playboy level. He just went ahead and published it himself beforehand to the New York Post. That's smart. If he just said, don't look at my wife, don't look at those photos, it would have been, oh, it's a scandal. Oh, said he leaked it first in a positive. Yeah, that's smart. So That's where we're at here. And just as I was thematically saying, with the polls and the numbers, and again, I don't need to look at polls. I talk to the listeners, my family, the crew. When I get 300 phone calls about, you know, 5 a.m. since the news broke at 10 o'clock at night that they're going to deep six the Epstein investigation, and Epstein killed himself, and the Easter Bunny's real, and he didn't have any help, and there was no blackmail, there was no human trafficking. I instantly, when I saw that, went, ooh, and knew exactly what was going to happen. And instantly went, it's Trump. Because the instinct isn't just an instinct. It's all the data and knowledge you have in your subconscious mind that is thousands of times more powerful than your cerebral cortex. It's only a narrow focus. When your gut, when you're an expert and all you do is research, you know, if you're an idiot and haven't studied something, then you don't have that instinct because it's not there. But when you train and you study and you know something, you go into instinctive action because it's just part of who you are. And now you can see the repercussions. But this happens historically. You know, I was growing up, my dad would always tell me, driving around Dallas, whatever, he'd say, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody that has their stuff together and is doing well. He goes, you see that crackhead right there? You see that drug dealer? You know, look at how his skin's all messed up. Look how short he is. Not being mean, but like that's what happens if you ever use hard drugs. It stunts your growth. Don't ever use hard drugs. You know, just constantly, my dad was always like giving me data and teaching me history and telling me how this works. You know what that is? You know what that does? That's a transformer. Here's the different types. And then this goes to a power station. You know what those towers are on that building? That's this type of satellite. And you know how those operate? And physics, chemistry, the world, street smarts, how women are. I mean, I'm like 8 years old. My dad's explaining to me how women operate and everything else. Best knowledge I ever got. It's like most men I know, 51, don't even know this stuff yet. My dad told me everything, and it was sure as hell true. And but all the time, he probably did it 50 times, I remember, he'd say, that guy right there would kill you for a stick of bubble gum. And he goes, those people, they'd be black, white, you name it, are the most dangerous because they have nothing to lose. And because they didn't have people that brought them up right, they don't even think long term. They think in the moment. They don't think second, third order. What's that? They don't think about the ramifications of the one thing they do. Yeah, you rob a bank, you get some money, but most of the time you get put in prison for it. And that's even if you're, you know, an immoral person. So, and I know I'm saying some of the listeners are like, yeah, tell us 2 + 2 = 4. Remember, these average leftist in people and raised in fatherless, motherless homes, raised by TV, they're like a synthetic form of sociopath. But unlike some sociopaths that actually know how things work, they're not even smart enough to not hurt themselves in the process. And that's who the Democrats are now, and their globalist handlers. Even the globalists have just gotten so inbred, so degenerate, so disconnected, so normalcy biased that we can start bombing Moscow. And you got big Russia insiders and economists like Armstrong Williams, who's on tomorrow. Martin Armstrong, excuse me. Armstrong Williams is a cool black commentator I like. People like Martin Armstrong saying 100% chance of nuclear war. Now, I've been following his work for 30 years, and he's very smart. I've never heard him make a statement like that. And I sure hope he's wrong. But I think what he's raising is a final alarm that on the course we're on, and the RAND Corporation strategy threat escalation ladder shows that, we're on a 100% collision course for total thermal nuclear war, and we're all dead. And that's not hype. That's where we're going. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to get there. I could be 20 miles from the Grand Canyon on a road that goes right over the edge. And if I don't stop before I get to the Grand Canyon, I'm going to go over the edge. But right now, we're pedal to the metal to the Grand Canyon. And speaking about Republicans and the theme of the last 30 minutes of the last hour with our guest from Rasmussen, it just happened. Breaking, Representative Mark Green, Republican Tennessee, has resigned from Congress, reducing the GOP's majority. He just ran for re-election months ago and is now resigning because he wants a different job. These people are incredibly selfish. Imagine the offers he's gotten to do that from the bad guys. We need a staunch MAGA Republican in this seat. you see, they've been suing and attacking and trying to put me in prison. That didn't work, so they just keep suing my parents, thinking, well, we'll hit somebody else. Well, they can't get Trump to back down, so they just hit the Republicans, and they find the weak links. And then when an MTG comes out and says, day one, this is a bad idea, don't cover up the Epstein thing, even the Speaker of the House did. He knows how unpopular that is. Then everybody calls MTG and Steve Bannon and General Flynn the not real MAGA. We're anti-Trump. Yeah, if Trump's driving himself over a cliff with us in it, we're not anti-Trump or MAGA to tell him to wake up and stop it. And those of you out there that just think if you cheerlead enough for Trump and believe the Q stuff enough and are all delusional that we're invincible, we're going to lose everything. Remember, Biden was going to be executed on January 20th, 2021, and Trump was going to be put in. Remember all that? Trust the plan stuff? This broadcast and you and the activists are the plan. We're the grassroots. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read Thomas Jefferson's writings, Alexander de Tocqueville's writings. It's about you. You and your actions in the aggregate decide things, not trusting magical powers in the government. Democrats don't trust some magical group in the government to save them. They go out and they, on the grassroots, steal and lie and engage in fraud and all their evil. They know the power is their armies of scum. Well, where are the armies of good? Trump must indict the deep state. We will win the midterms then. People want justice. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls, and then I've got the big news that I haven't even hit yet on the auto pin. Dennis in North Carolina, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex, I think you just hit it on the head. You know, the American people want justice, and I think Trump is going to get his points back once we see some arrests. You take Obama and Biden and all their accomplices, they committed treason at the highest level. They're a threat to national security. They should be treated just like the J-6ers and Trump. They said the FBI should raid their homes, take their devices, and haul them off to Guantanamo. Once they're locked up, they'll start squeaking and squealing and ratting each other out.
I meant to say at the start of the show, I think I did. Let me say it right now to put this, when we archive this to X and band up video, I want this put on the very front of the full show, and I want it put in the Rasmussen interview. I'm going to say it right now. Give me a boom shot here. I want to talk to people right now. If Trump's DOJ does not start indicting Comey, Brennan, and Clapper with the total proof of Obama's illegal, criminal, treasonous conspiracy against America that's cut and dry, the documents are public. If they don't do that, Trump is going to lose. The Republicans are going to lose the midterms. We're going to lose 40-plus seats. And then they're going to end up driving Trump out of office with impeachments, and then they're going to totally trigger a race war and martial law and put the leadership of those of us that challenge them in prison. This is life and death. They're going to come after your family. They're going to take everything you got, Trump. You already have that fake conviction in New York hanging over you. It's the right thing to do. It's cut and dry their criminals. This is life and death. I want action from Pam Bondi and Cash Patel now. And according to Tulsi Gabbard and my sources at the DOJ, they are planning to indict Comey, Brennan, and Clapper. Even before this came out, I told everybody that. But I don't want any hesitation. We need action now. Go ahead and say what you have to say, Dennis.
Exactly. I think once they're locked up, you know, they violated, they just threw out the constitutional rights of the J-6ers, and even Trump for that matter. They locked them up without charges. They should have the same treatment put back on them, is what I think. And as far as Epstein, Netanyahu, he came to Washington for something, and he doesn't leave D.C. without taking back something. He set Trump straight. He shook Trump up. He's got Trump very frustrated. And I think you're right. I think the Mossad, they already have all the files. Trump was probably wanting to release them. I don't think he's in them. I don't think he's guilty. But he got frustrated about something about that Netanyahu visit.
No, I totally. In fact, I don't think that. I know that now. And I've already gone over it some, but let me just quantify it very simply. I know the FBI sources. I know the DOJ sources. We literally break most of this stuff. And because they come to us because they know we'll actually do it. Most people are scared. It's not that I'm that special. I'm just, you know, crazy enough to do it. He said, release everything. They got the files that the feds were hiding in New York. They gave it to the FBI offices, and they came back to him with really horrible stuff. And then they started slow rolling it. Remember, a few months after they got it, 2 months ago, he has Patel and Mangino go out and say, oh, there's nothing, forget about it. Then they go on this tour trying to sell us, which I said, if you're going to cover it up, just shut up about it. Then he quadruples down 2 weeks ago, and it's after Netanyahu came and showed him even more. Oh, you think that's bad? And it's clearly a bunch of people in his administration, we know who, and it is clearly stuff that he believes will bring down the economy. And I actually kind of figured that out about 12 days ago. And then I talked to people that called me later, and they said, that's actually what it is now. How did you know? And so now I'll be under even more investigation and stuff. Like, who's giving me information or foreign governments doing it? No, I can figure it out. You can too, Dennis. This is all logical.
Exactly.
Trump wouldn't raid them and get it and send it out. And listen, if it had bad stuff about his family or, you know, some of his people in his administration, who it is, he wouldn't have sent it out to the FBI offices.
Exactly. You know, I take it for face value. There's something there. Netanyahu was in on it, and he doesn't leave Washington, D.C. empty-handed. Every time he comes to this country, he goes back with something.
So I agree, but it's worse than that. It's not like we just say Netanyahu came and suddenly Trump did a 180. Netanyahu
right.
and the Mossad is who ran Epstein on record. They've got the whole thing.
Exactly.
It wasn't just Epstein running all those cameras and uplinks. No, it was the Mossad.
Yeah, and he even got Trump talking bad about the Russians. You know, he even shifted on that to justify giving weapons to that snide, rat-faced Zelensky. So, I mean, the whole thing changed in that weekend visit with Netanyahu. There's something real fishy about the whole thing. But I think Trump will come through shining once he starts making arrests.
Well, it's also being reported the White House is now saying they're mad at Netanyahu because he started bombing Syria again. And the whole thing is totally insane. And again, I'm not against Israel, folks. I don't just say that so Israel leaves me alone. I've always said that. I don't hate Israel for Israel's sake, but I don't like Netanyahu, who was involved in 9/11, is in power forever, 25 years off and on, who is with the Mossad and is manipulating Congress. And, you know, China used to be the big dog along with the BlackRock and the EU lobbyist. But Israel sees the old establishments being pushed out. Trump's cutting them off. So they're coming in the vacuum. And now Israel is the main lobby trying to take over America. You think it's fun to report that, folks? You get kicked in the face for that. I got to report the truth. And so I was right 10 years ago when I said Israel was not the most powerful or dangerous lobby. I said they're in control of our Middle East policy, and that's wrong. Basically, our policies are lined up. But now, no, Israel's making a real run to control the White House. And you got to ask, how are they able to do that? And they got some really bad stuff in the Epstein file, amongst other stuff. I mean, remember, the Israelis admittedly spied on Clinton. Monica Lewinsky was an operative of them. And, you know, they had the White House tapped. And again, they didn't want to bring out any real corruption because they're involved with that. And the Republicans were involved. They just brought up blowjobs because that's a limited thing they can bring up for control. You understand what I'm saying, Dennis?
Yeah, that's they're entangled. That's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, look. I'm like George Washington. I cannot tell a lie. I mean, I do not tell lies on politics and issues and religion and information. And I have been known to tell lies to women, and I've been so truthful now. I admit that. That's about it. I mean, I'm so truthful, I'll tell you point blank. That's it. And then people can imagine what I'm talking about. I got, you know, a little bit of Trump's issues. We'll be right back. I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it at that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it. Month to month, you charge $30, you're a VIP, and when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend 30, you get 40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it, cancel. One click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers and so much more at theelectionstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning, and then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil? You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is oh, you want to stay away from that. Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight. No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy right when he was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones of direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. And he goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships 2-3 times the size. It's a ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again, for all of our collective futures, to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I told you Trump, the first 6+ months of the administration, 6 months or so, was just knocking it out of the park. We were going to win the midterms. Doge was just devastating the enemy. Everything was going our way. But that's what always happens. It's like that Moby song. I would stand in line for this. There's always time in life for this. And then it all falls apart. When you got something so good going, you got to cherish it. You got to take care of it. You got to appreciate it. And you saw the head of Rasmussen Polling is a really smart guy. I mean, he's really smart. He's very worried. And the Democrats will seize on this and go, look, the Republicans are caving in, seen. And then I'll get Republican strategists calling up, you're helping the enemy, killing confidence. No, this isn't a push poll where the Democrats put out a poll that they're 20 points ahead to make Republicans not go vote because they feel like they're already defeated. We're talking about Rasmussen here. That nails it better than anybody. But I don't need Rasmussen. I'm a public figure. I'm out in the streets. I'm talking to everybody. I get the calls. I get the emails. I talk to the other people. You see it too. People are, you don't need the news. You don't need the head of Rasmussen polling to tell you Trump lost huge percentage point support with this Epstein crap. I said it 14 days ago. I said Trump's behind it. If he doesn't course correct, this could bring down his administration. Bannon, 3 days in, said we'll lose 40 seats in the House. Probably more. This is like a cartoon, a Looney Tune, where you take a hammer and beat yourself in the head with it. I mean, it's just... And in the primaries nationwide, they are electing hardcore Islamic communists everywhere, just like in Europe and the UK. It's all part of a plan. I mean, this latest guy is like Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis. He says, yeah, I don't care about America. I want to send all the money back to Somalia. He looks just like the guy in the Captain Phillips movie. He's like, look at me. Look, I am the captain now. And I mean, you talk about tribal. You talk about only out for their own group. Somalis are about as tribal as it gets. You know, they're a slaver culture. That's their main industry. Yep, there is the new mayor. And he will be the mayor of Minneapolis. No Republican gets elected. And same thing in New York. I mean, this guy is amazing. In fact, yeah, go ahead and play the clip where his main focus is sending money back to Somalia. And we just saw the clip a month ago of Ilhan Omar saying the same thing. And then the election fraud and the corruption and the welfare fraud that the Somali community is involved in on average. Because they have their leaders and everybody else does what they're told. And Ilhan Omar comes from a famous deposed royal clan that is over 1,000 years old supplying slaves in the Middle East. That's why she's so arrogant. You know about paying reparations. Ilhan Omar would be paying reparations. I mean, if you're guilty because your ancestors, hypothetically some ancient ancestor that you're 2% of, did so they can prove in your genealogy, you owe money because you're white. Well, how much money does Ilhan Omar weigh? Because they're still selling slaves in Somalia. And Libya, after they killed Gaddafi, was a great humanitarian for Africa. I mean, we always told he's the terrorist, he's the bad guy, all this stuff. Well, he was taking 99% of the money coming out of there and helping Africa. And he ended all the slavery crap and empowered women. And, you know, they killed, raped him to death. That's the globalist. No, instead we get this guy. Yeah, go ahead. Then I'll go back to the calls here. I got the big news coming up. Here's some clips of this guy. He sounds just like Ilhan Omar. He sounds just like all these folks, because they're arrogant. They'll let you know. Yeah, we don't, you know, care about America. It's all about Somalia. There's a couple clips of this guy. Go ahead and roll them.
Heard them being called terrorists. We heard them being called drug dealers. We heard a lot of insults. We heard that they're a threat to our national security. And that's a flat-out lie. You want to know who the real threat is, Madam President? I'll give you a hint. They don't look like our chief author. They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, the greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race, not our immigrants. We are safer and we're better off because of them.
عليكم مجيء وأيك حسن وعاد وفرحنا ما أنت ولكن عمر فاتح يقول نقدر next mayor of Minneapolis وهistoric way وعرجنا سماري تقول Minneapolis إن صبحان
أعوذ يا investing in increasing affordable housing and not gentrifying our neighborhoods. These are all things that are causing harm to our community because of this idea that there isn't money, when in reality, we do have this money to spend on this. It's just that we're choosing not to. It's not a value of ours. So right now, we're blessed to have three Somali elected officials at the Capitol, me, Sister Holden Hassan, who's in the State House, and Brother Mahmoud Noor. And we work very closely together, and we carry each other's bills. So the way it works is, if there's a bill in the House, it needs an identical bill to be carried in the Senate for it to be negotiated and to pass in the committees, and then go on for the floor session, and then go on to the governor's signature. So we're able to pass our bills back and forth. That'll help benefit our communities.
We should make dua for him and pray for him. I understand that our Somali communities are all connected to each other here in Minnesota and back home, and I ask for your support. There's always been a link between our community here as well as back home, and I'm running to bridge that gap and unite all of us and represent all of us, because when we succeed here, we succeed everywhere. And I'm hoping to do that just like Abdul Razak, inshallah.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me. Sure. I'm the captain now.
By the way, I never got to this today. And I mean, I hardly ever get to these stacks. Federal agent shot in the face by a violent legal alien, let out and not deported by Biden. And then in Illinois, the guy's in jail for violence. They let him out. He grabs a woman, tortures her, cuts her head off, puts her in bubble wrap in a shed in the backyard. Neighbors smell the stinking body 2 weeks later. They arrest him and then charge him with murder and let him out on no bail. Oh, you just cut a woman's head off. You grabbed off the street and did God knows what with her, and then stuck her in your backyard in a shed. We're going to let you go without bail because you're an immigrant. I've got dozens and dozens of these today. And then, Joe Biden said white people are the highest crime rate. White people are the lowest crime rate above Asians, Koreans, Japanese, and Chinese Americans have the lowest conventional retail shooting, stabbing, arson, raping. I mean, Chinese will engage in their white-collar fraud all day long, just as bad as anybody else. But Asians, you know, real Eastern Asians are the least crime people. That's a fact. And then it's white devils. And there's plenty of crazy white people commit crimes, but... to say we're the grand champions of it, with the evidence shows the opposite, is horse crap. No, Mr. Somali, blacks are 13% of the population. Black males are 6%. And the demographic of 13 to 24 of that small group of black males, most black males are not bad, not committing crimes, that tiny little demographic commits upwards of half the violent crime in the United States. But you get to run your mouth and say that white people are violent, psychotic devils. And then if I sit there and point at you and say the only two Somali cops they've hired had to be fired because they just murdered random white people, just walk right up the street to a woman and just blow their head off because he thinks she's hot. Should we get the song? We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims good. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Gonna stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh, gonna stab your son too, yeah. And then the police chief's gonna say, it was a song about Minnesota. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Find it. Find the InfoWars version. We actually added text to it, like a bouncing ball. If you're not old enough to remember, they used to have, like, for cartoons, you just had to speak. Like, they'd have a closed caption with a bouncing ball so you learn how to read. That's how I learned how to read so early. Let's play a little from good old slave master Ilhan Omar. Here she is.
And
oo in Congresska Mareykanka ku jirto laakiin waxaan ahay gabar Soomaaliyeed gabar idinku jinsi ah gabar idinku af ah gabar idinku diin ah oo in ahad qof iyadoo da'yar wadankeedii laga kaxeeyay wili xiisa u qabto in maalin wadankeedii ay ku noolaato oo dadkeedii wax ay la wadaagto
I'm just going to say it
marka alxamdulillaah waxaan rajaynayaa aniga iyo ilmaheega in aan hadde ku barbaariyo in iyagana ilmahooda ay ku barbaariyaan dhulki aniga aan ku soo koray taasna hadii ay suurtagalayso waa hadda shaqo badan inaan wada qabanaa haduu ilaahay yiraahdo oo aan ka dhignaa in dhulkeena dhul barwaaqadiisa dadka oo dhan ay dareemi karaan oo ay arki karaan oo ay ka wada faa'iideysan karaan
Well, I'm just going to say it, you know, I think German's a scary sounding language. And I think French is kind of a fruity sounding language. And I like how Spanish and Italian sound. I'll just be honest. And English is my native language. I don't know how it sounds. People that don't speak English say it sounds German because it's mainly Germanic. That Somalian is an ugly language. It sounds ugly. I'm sick of being trashed and told I'm bad because I'm white. And I love black people in general. But these countries where they run slaves, black slaves, they grab for thousands of years, want to shake their crazy ass fingers at me with their demon eyeballs, a culture of slaver pirates, and then you wonder why they look like zombie villains. I'm not saying all Somalis are bad, but I'm just saying, like, Get my name and my race out of your disgusting mouth, you racist pig. White people are done laying down. You're nice to us, we're nice. You're not, burn in hell. I said I'd take calls and I have this huge auto pen news, but I'm so sick of these chip on their shoulder, hateful foreigners like the Somalis are the worst. Who literally are the capital of worldwide slavery, grabbing sub-Saharan blacks and selling them, and their writings are all about how black people are slaves and they're not black. Look it up. And then they want to manipulate us because we have a conscience to tell us we're bad. No, you're bad, Ilhan Omar. Did we find the Bon Iver Alex Jones song, please? We have it. Okay, this is for the new mayor of Little Somalia, known as Minneapolis. Rest in peace. Here it is.
System, the company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
Stop. I will give it to you right now. Boom, watch this move. You go to YouTube, you type in Bon Iver Alex Jones song or Alex Jones Bon Iver song, that's how you get it. Okay? No problem. We're doing it. We're doing it no matter what. I'll play it. I'm going to play it off my iPhone on air. Zoom in on me. It's going to be so delicious, so good, so nice, so happy. I'm just doing dead air wrestling. I love it.
Absolute control. And that's why
we're going to hang out. We're not doing anything. We're just going to zen out here. Zen out. Enjoy the day. Everything's happy. You can go to YouTube and get it. We have it in our computers here. All right, stop. We're going to play it. This is going to be a great moment. Stop. We're going to play it in a moment. We're going to build up here with a drum roll. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody, folks. I'm just done having a filter. No, Nick Fuentes is right. This is Dark InfoWars. And by the way, this isn't how I felt 6 months ago or a year ago. It's not like I was hiding how I felt. I have been pushed, and I have been pushed, and I realized being nice to people and sitting there and trying to bring people along doesn't do it. A lot of people are stupid, and they don't respect that. So you want the dark InfoWars. You want the dark Alex Jones. You ain't seen nothing yet. I am removing the filter. Now, I give you my tribute to the new mayor of Little Somalia, formerly known as Minnesota. Here it is.
The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderers, scum. They're on giant death factories, keeping babies alive. And selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird six stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. What the hell? That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. It's close to that evil and I feel it go. Ah, we're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's self rising up against us. Millions upon it, people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stab your daughter at the mall.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning.
And again, that's my spoken word, unedited rant I did like 8 years ago because a Somali stabbed a bunch of white people and the news wouldn't even say it was a Somali in Minnesota at the Mall of America. And I've got a stack of Somalis in the U.S., in Europe, stabbing people today in my stack, every day. The favorite thing is walk up and stab babies in baby strollers. What the hell's wrong with these people? And the Afghans do it too. I'm not against all Afghans. Trump's saving a bunch of them that were working with us, and I think that's fine. I had Laura Logan calling me up desperately this weekend. Oh, you got to get to Trump. I've already told him, but they're not doing it. And I said, well, just tweet directly at him a bunch of Truth Social. And he did it. And he came out today, and they're going to save him. But there's a large percentage of these people that have a chip on their shoulder and hate America and hate white people. And white people need to stop bowing down to it as a matter of just survival. Look at this. Trump slams Biden for releasing illegal who shot CBP officer in the face. Horrifying. DHS confirms arrest of Mexican illegal alien previously charged with concealing missing Illinois woman in storage container. He cut her head off for 2 months. Decapitating and bleaching the corpse, and he'd been in jail for stuff before. They let him out, no bail. And they didn't tell ICE where he was at. Oh, you just were found with a dead woman with a sawed-off head. Let's let you go. New York has awarded, this is just today's news, $600 million to sanctuary groups resisting Trump. Video, Homeland Security Committee confirms the Biden administration deliberately aided and abetted the trafficking of hundreds of thousands of children for sex slavery and slave labor. Democrats fume after Secretary Hegseth says there's military bases in New Jersey and Indiana temporarily house illegal aliens. ICE rushing to expand deportation capacity. Yeah, they're doing the best they can, escalating up. Meanwhile, migrants forced to eat like dogs, somebody said. Yeah, right. They make them sleep in cages. You mean under Obama? Your country calls upon you, ICE officers and agents, ask agents who quit under Biden to come back for a $50,000 bonus. no ethics, and predatory lifestyle, foreign minors in Italian detention centers commit the majority of crime. Italian minors? Those boats of military-age men coming to rape, kill, and steal and get all the free welfare? French seaside town shocked at a knife attack on restaurateur of gangs of youth. Yeah, you saw Spain, all the North African migrants rioting, killing people. ICE chief says agency is going to crack down on companies employing illegal aliens. It's already happening. Poles push back. Mass protests target illegal alien invasion in 80 cities. They're not putting up. They got invaded 300 times with the Muslims. Foreign people, oh, yeah, Eastern Europe. Yeah, they're the ones that saved Western Europe. They're the ones that got assaulted every few years. And the Russians by the precious Muslims. The Crusades were a response to that. Foreign inmate surge linked to prison overcrowding in Western Europe. Meanwhile, Canadian justice, murderers go free, immigrants get a pass, and truckers go to prison. And it goes on and on and on. I'm out of time. I apologize to some of the callers. I got your name and number. I'll call you back tomorrow early. You'll go to the head of the line. I love you. I appreciate the crew. Sorry I blew up some today. I did not get to the huge news. I'm doing a couple interviews after this, and I'll put a special report out on the auto pen. It's all come to head. Worse than we thought. Absolute proof. Everything Biden did was a fraud. I see everything. Whole years went by where not one executive order, not one presidential memorandum, not one memo was signed by him, which we already knew, but now it's all confirmed. Independent researchers went and scanned it all, and now they have the witnesses that did it, and it's just, it's insane. Total bonker town. I'm criticizing Trump to get him to course correct, not to get brownie points with CNN. Let me give viewers and listeners a newsflash. I don't give a damn about CNN playing clips of me. They have no viewers anyways. I care about getting Trump to course correct. And I will not apologize for that. Great job, crew, as always. I need your support. I'm taking the deep state on because they know I'll attack every damn lie they put out. We sell you great products so they really work, so you want to come back and get them again. If you've never got the products, you're missing out. Right now, at thealexjonesshow.com, we have the bombshell mega sale going. Buy one bottle of the capsules with the liquid methylene blue. Get a free bottle already discounted. Same goes for the Shilajit gummies and the Irish CMOS gummies. They're all incredible, game-changing, life-empowering products. And the 25% off store-wide on the apparel, everything else, that ends today. But the other sale goes for a week. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. But what really I ask for is your prayer, your word of mouth, and for you to continue doing what you do, being patriots out there, black, white, old, young, everyone. I love all of you. But I do hate people that are racist and anti any group just because of what color they are and who hate the West. You must be stood against. Owen Schroyer takes over now at InfoWars.com/show.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room 2 weeks when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.